You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Promoters Association are expressing strong concerns surrounding Wellington Regional Economic Development Agency's choice to elect Ticketmaster as the exclusive ticketer for Venue Wellington. I spoke with NZPA Vice President Gray Barlett about why the event promoters are uneasy about this decision.
Well, there's two key points. The first one is that there was no consultation with the Concert Promoters of New Zealand, our organisation, which features all the major concert promoters in New Zealand. And that's the first thing. The second thing was it isn't them that put on the shows. The shows are put on and totally funded by the Concert Promoters of New Zealand.
Right.
Or their associates. And so, therefore, this was a totally dismaying move in a way. It's sort of quite arrogant, and we need to protect the public, the buying public, from increases that they arbitrarily do or make decisions that are not correct for the public.
So why do you think that Venue Wellington opted to go for the sole ticket provider?
Well, I would suggest it's probably simply commercial, but from their perspective as a council organisation or they would just think they could probably do a better deal for themselves. But of course, they've got to realise the public wants to be told and known that they are not the concert promoters. They don't put the money up. They just provide a venue, which has already probably been funded by the ratepayers of their region anyway.
Mm. What are some of the main issues which may arise for ticket consumers purchasers this?
Well, a very obvious first one will be that there is no doubt that there will be an increase in outside charges, and most certainly an increase in inside charges, because that's what they can do. If they get control with the ticketing company, they can just do what they like. There's no consideration given, because often that causes ticket prices in general to rise to some degree, although we personally try to keep them back. But of course, margins are not that great. So I'm talking now about good artists who have quite high fees in lots of cases. And then there's the ever-changing dollar differences. But of course, ticketing companies and organisations like councils are in a lovely position. They just take what they like. As simple as that.
Right. So I guess promoters would prefer to see a competitive environment surrounding ticket sales.
Absolutely. We want to be able to use TicketTech as well and have that as an option at any venue, or even TicketDirect or whatever. The options are what it's about, because that brings a competitive marketplace and allows us to say, you know, we want the best deal and the best option, especially for the purchase of tickets. In other words, the ticket-buying public is paramount in our minds. I think that's a crucial thing. That's why we are there. We're there to make sure that we don't get rorted by the venues and those sort of players that are generally council run. You know?
Right. I understand that Ticketmaster is also one of the sole ticket resellers. Sort of what issues are surrounding this?
Well, that's bigger again, because unfortunately it's a worldwide phenomenon, and it's not going to be stopped, which is reselling tickets that have already sold out to a major presentation. And there's many of those currently, people like Bruno Mars and stuff like that, where the tickets are generally advertised at, say, 155, 195 or something like that, and they resell quite. I've just been in Australia, and lots of those shows resell for $400,000 and $600,000 a ticket.
Wow.
And they still sell out. They still sell out because of demand.
Right.
So, but we can't stop that in essence, but we can stop it if the ticketing companies agree to let us have a say in our own show.
Yeah.
That's the whole point about it. It really is annoying. And what we're trying to say is that the ticketing companies should really be talking, first of all, with us, the promoter. And the promoter's clearly there. You can see it when you see the ads. Like in our case, we have Tommy Emmanuel coming, and you'll see clearly my company name and my name as a presenter at the top of the page.
Right. Is this a Wellington-specific issue, or has this cropped up elsewhere in the country?
It has cropped up in Auckland, but it is Wellington specific at the moment, because they haven't bothered to even approach it.
Right.
So that just tells you it's sort of an arrogance that is just really not acceptable, especially when they don't put up the money for the show. They've got no investment in the tour and all the hard work and the years of dealing with the agencies and the management overseas and paying American dollars and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. What example in Auckland has cropped up?
Well, I guess it's been several. I think there was a bit of angst about what has been going on with the Adele one, although that's not our show. It was owned by another company. But the type, just looking at what goes on with the tickets, and you can actually work it out for yourself. Often you'll see resellers on the Ticketmaster site that the tickets are sold out, but they're for resale again at a much higher fee. Now, obviously, individuals can do that. Groups can do that. If they've bought a group of tickets and they can't go for some reason, it's quite legitimate to resell your ticket. There's no problem with that. But if it becomes a business, we need to have a say in that so that we can dictate that the final price has to be kept from our perspective as an owner of the show at a certain price.
Right.
If we want to try and have some control. And the only reason for that is solely that we want to protect the ticket-buying public. And I think it's a pretty noble cause from the promoters.
Right. Now that the Wellington Council has decided to do this, do you feel like other councils within New Zealand who operate venues such as Live Auckland might follow the lead?
Well, Auckland's a pretty big market, so therefore you do have a choice, except in some venues. For me, I would say that it'll come to a head of some description, but we just need the public to be aware that we are on their side. That's really what it's about, that it's the promoters that are on their side, and we just need to know that, you know.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.